Anthony Stein comes on and we talk about Papa Francis and his malicious assault. I think it was malicious. On what by and large are very young conservative families who are Catholics. And many, if not most of them, are going to the smells and bells and the beauty of the old traditional math. And I'm going to talk a little bit of inside Catholic baseball here. Not to alarm anyone or run anyone off that doesn't like to talk about that kind of stuff. But this is important. And by the by, sacred tradition matters. It has the force of law. Most people don't know that. In the Catholic Church, sacred tradition has an equal force of law than do dogmatic pronouncements and the like. That's what Dr. Stein, I'm sure, is going to talk about. Plus, we have this clip from Father Hesse that you're going to want to hear. But I just want to talk about my own personal diocese and what happened on Friday. So, Bishop Gregory Amond, Archbishop, was scheduled to come to our Mass and for the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, because it was her feast day. It was a big hoop-de-doo, and he did. And I got to give it to Bishop Amond, because he walked right up like a leader should and owned right up and said, "All right, look, I want to talk to you about the motu proprio and what effect it's going to have here on all of you wonderful people that are gathered here, as am I, to celebrate this Latin Mass." It was kind of an irony, but it worked out that way. And Bishop Amond said there are seven Latin Masses going on in my diocese, and in your diocese, the Diocese of New Orleans, and none of them will be affected by the motu proprio. He said none of them.
0.0.
Now, I know that this is not what is happening out there. Well, there's the letter in the chat room. It is O'Connell just put it up in the chat room. I know that that many, many vindictive, mean-spirited, awful shepherds of their flocks, bishops, just couldn't wait to get pen to paper and start telling people that stuff's being canceled. It didn't happen that way in New Orleans. My friends in the Lafayette Diocese are not informing me that anything happened there. And also in the Lake Charles Diocese under Bishop Provost, I haven't heard of anything. So it looks like Louisiana remains rock solid as far as this goes. But here's what I find interesting, fascinating, provocative, whatever metaphor or adjective you wish to use to describe this. This is almost an identical assault as the assault upon our intellect by the corona doomsters is. Because the truth is, what your eyes see, what your ears hear, and since we're talking about the old rite of Mass, which your nose smells, do not deceive you. They see, they hear, and they even smell beauty, reverence, sacredness. But we're being told, no, you need to ignore that. That's not what you see. You're under serious illusions there. Well, no, we're not. But isn't it interesting? That's pretty much what the Holy Father is trying to say. That look, we changed things 60 years ago or 50 years ago, and you need to conform and stop fighting. And you don't. He didn't even address the beauty, but his. His henchmen, if you will, out there across the amber waves of fuel, where the amber waves of churches in the round are. There's an editorial out at Rarity Chaley today. I didn't get a chance to read it, but the headline is Op-Ed, Francis has unleashed a war. It will end with the full triumph of tradition. Now, this is written by Roberto De Mattei. He of infamy of late and going tit for tat with Chris Ferrara and Catholic Family News and other news other publications over whether or not it was a good thing that Mattei was saying that all Catholics ought to go out there and get the jab and get vaccinated. And that Bishop should be ordering it and this and that and the other. And Ferrara telling him and taking him to task correctly and saying, no, that's just wrong. And I can't believe you, of all people, are out there promoting this. And then Tim Stanley has this at The Guardian. Spectator UK. The Pope's merciless war against the old right. I'm going to have to boil this down as crudely as I can because it's a complex subject with a simple message. But Papa Francis is attempting to make it as hard as possible to say and thus attend the old rite mass. This is the form of mass most Catholics went to before the 1970s. It was replaced with a new rite, and the old was driven more or less underground. In 2007, Pope Benedict XVI decided that priests who wanted to say the old should be allowed to. By the way, there's going to be a lot of controversy and talk about Benedict's decision and about his motu proprio that he authored back in 2007 because many people and Benedict himself had said, you don't need it. I wrote it to assuage certain individuals and to make some individuals stop doing what they were doing, but you didn't need it. And that's what Anthony, Doc Stein will talk about. Liberalism once promoted diversity, writes Tim Stanley. Now it is in power. It has hardened into orthodoxy. Second, I'm reluctant to accuse the pontiff of outright lying, but his proclamation is disingenuous. He claims that all Benedict wanted to do was to provide for the handful of dying traditionalists who wanted the old rite. But we all know there was more to it than that. That there was a hope of modernizing the old rite while clearing up abuses in the new, while acknowledging that the old is a perfectly valid expression of the Catholic faith. The one thing that Tim Stanley does not touch upon here, and what is really at stake here, and every Christian of every denomination needs to know this. This is, at the end of the day, it is a war against the sacred. That's what it is. It is, and as I said, sacred tradition has as much legal value as anything that's ever been written. So this is an assault, and an attack on the sacred. Matter of fact, I tweeted out about this at the King Dude on Twitter, saying that writer Stanley is correct, but he fails to identify the 800-pound elephant in the room. The TLM rite must go because it is sacred and be composed completely of the good, true, and beautiful. The TLM is a deafening nails on a chalkboard to the enemy every time it's said. You know, I was actually thinking about this while I was there yesterday morning, that when the mass was going on and people were saying Deo gratias in unison and et cum spiritu tuo and reciting the singing the Salve Regina together, 400 and some odd people. What a horrifying sight that is to evil. They can't be within miles of it. And that's what's really at stake here, and that's what's going on. Stanley, moreover, practice of the old is one of the few areas of growth in the Western Church to the embarrassment of those who hate it. Uh, To the embarrassment of those who hate it and the reasons, just like to the embarrassment of people, like, you don't get vaccinated, you're going to die. You're a threat. Yeah, Biden out there going like, they're killing people. I'm not killing anyone. They're killing people.